4 on July the 6th, 1991.
You're going to find that the term is the only thing acceptable in your laboratory. But you see, they are getting very disunified results. It's because what they're doing, they don't understand. What they are doing is literally picking up electricity, or power, if you will, from out there. And they are, as they are working on this, a given thing is beginning to happen, but it's very difficult to repeat. They don't understand what is happening. And so they are just tinkering around the ragged edge of almost coming into knowledge. And until the time is more suitable for the security of the ones who will ultimately develop it, they'll be allowed to tinker with it on this basis. You know, the oil companies and the Atomic Energy Commission will not allow them to come up with a replacement for either of those two things, as long as they control the world. And they do. Believe me, they do. So it is the smart scientist who realizes he doesn't know and is willing to leave the group, the university, if you will, and move off to do his further experiments in silence, or stops them. But you see, what they have done there, and what they literally call in cold fusion, they are dealing with heavy water, which is a very deadly metal. Anything on your blue metal field are dying elements, and they are deadly. Maybe not if you pick it up in your hand, but what they're doing with them turns them into deadly metals. Just a little bit of which will kill. And they're using deuterium. They're playing with some very dangerous stuff. But it's not dangerous in the same sense that atomic radiation is. That is not your free energy. You're going to find it much simpler than that.
I have a question about that.
Please.
We watched a very illuminating movie the other day called Terminator 2. And what was interesting about it was the special effects, because they had a robot that could actually, you could shoot it, and it had the intelligence to fall apart and then congeal itself back together into any form that it wanted to. Is that a possible technology?
Absolutely.
Wow.
You're going to find that is the way the universe is.
Oh, it was intelligent material. I mean, they could dissolve it and shatter it. It's got nitrogen on it, and it froze. And he shot it, and it shattered in a million pieces. And then it all the pieces turned into fluid and all came back together, and he formed into a person.
That's the way the universe is. That is the truth. Now, what they do with that is a different thing.
Well, it was an evil thing.
Of course. Once again, take the truth, make you terrified of it. The problem is the truth is known by your adversary. And this is what is done with it. It is not turned into something wondrous and beautiful. It's turned into killer and terrorizer. And evil, when it simply is, that is the way the universe is. That is what the universe is. Well, it went on a long while on the truth, and then it blew up, you see.
But there was also a scene in the movie, and this was very sobering, of a nuclear detonation. What that looked like, going to a city and a park with children and friends. right.
Well, you've got another terror tactic there. Let's not ever let this happen, because this is the way it is, all the while they plan to do it. But it brings you into submission. To keep from doing this, we're going to have to do this and this and this, and that means you're going to have to give us your guns and your money and your life. To keep this horrible thing from happening to you, all the while they plan to do that. And I find it interesting, because they have to believe, because the adversary has told them that they have security. What they are doing will ruin the planet for over 20,000 years if they did it today and nothing else happened. That would just be able to get back on it. And what have you accomplished after everything has been taken off into that environment and destroyed? And does it mean that, you know, one day short of that expiration date, it's going to be okay? Or are you going to die that day the same as you died, you know, 10,000 years before? They don't know. There isn't anybody around. Let's listen to what they're doing. What they are literally saying. It will be a minimum of 10,000 years before anybody could touch any of this radioactive waste. So they're talking about putting it into a mountain. Right now, specifically Yucca Mountain. Their big problem is, how do you mark the mountain so that the generations to come in the next 10,000 years don't go open that mountain? Open the containers like you have the pyramid. You're talking 10,000 years. They are literally talking about embedding this information in the oral traditions of the native culture to be handed down that way, because all documents can be destroyed. All markings put on that mountain would be destroyed in that period of time. And how do you know that that mountain will not be under the sea? I can guarantee you that if everything goes exactly nicely, it will be under the sea. So your scientists know they don't have answers. And want to push and push and push for answers, so they come up with some other ridiculous something. And that'll put you back to sleep for a day or so. And somehow we go along talking about God in such terminology that you are a flake to mention your association with that being. You're almost embarrassed, see. I believe in God. It's enough on the 4th of July to listen to your president without throwing up, even if you don't have a stomach. Once planning the death and then asking God in, under God, all the while planning to change that beautiful heavenly banner into a blue United Nations global government banner under which you will function under that flag. If you see your brother, help him. If you are doing fine, go find somebody who's not helping. I'm sure, Mr. Bush. I know that's what Mr. Bush does. This is how you know who the Antichrist is. The greatest deceiver, most clever script writer of them all, and who writes all of the political speeches. A mere handful who've gotten control of your government. And so, yes, we're considered doom and gloom bearers. That's what your world has come to, gloom and doom. There is no happiness. You look down on your world. There may be brief moments of happiness. Your planet is dark. It reeks of sorrow. That's what radiates into the universe. Sorrow and chaos. Frantic, searching, writhing. If you could have a picture of hell, it's it. And to the young lady who wrote, no, we don't laugh at it. It isn't laughable. It's very, very sad. And yet you're going to come back to the reality that you can fix it. Because with God, all things are possible. So therefore, you must come back into God and you can fix it. But nobody wants to hear that part of it. Your enemies will say, listen to them, just building fear, just exactly like they do in the Terminator. They will not read on to read the answer because that requires action. That requires assuming self-responsibility to do something. When I want to believe that one that says you just be and you pray a lot and you sing your song and you wear your purple shirt and it will be all right. Yes, it will. But it won't be like you think. It's perfectly all right. And one will say, well, you just said it, you know. Why fix something if it's not broken? Well, you are broken. If you don't recognize that you're broken, you are really in serious trouble. That's another thing. You've got to come down here and fix something. We didn't break it. We don't have to fix it. And we don't have anything broken where I am. Works just fine. Perfect working order. I don't have to fix you. You fixed yourself well enough. But neither will we leave our friends and brothers who still have their attachment to us. That is also your promise. Does that mean that none of you will make transition? Of course not. Why would we lock you into a place when the rest of your job is somewhere else? How presumptuous. And none of you know the contract of your brother. None. Zero. I think we should close. I will start a whole nother lecture series. And I will get unpopular. And I thank you ones who have come to join with us.
Thank you so much.
We thank you.
There's not nearly enough time for the sharing in this manner, and yet the word is going forth. We're doing our job. We enjoy the support. I don't feel that ones have been comfortable enough to ask some questions, but I feel it comfort. And I thank all of you for being here and sharing with me. I am humbled in your presence. I'm humbled that you will serve with me. There aren't many. There aren't many. Salute.